graduated, a receptionist position open at Mercury Records. Would you be interested in applying for that job, my boss at Universal asked? Would I be interested? You bet! It was a fantastic opportunity to get my foot in the door, and I needed a job to support myself as an aspiring country music artist. Plus, I love the idea of being surrounded by the creativity and energy of a record company, so this was the ideal employment for me. I knew how hard it was to get a position in the music business. Many of my fellow graduates were working outside the industry, hoping to find some way to get in, and here I was, with an open door right in front of me. I got the job at Mercury and worked as a receptionist in the main lobby. At the time, Luke Lewis served as co-chairman and CEO, basically the head of the Mercury label. An energetic executive in his mid-50s, Luke was equally as comfortable wearing a baseball cap and jeans as he was a suit and tie. But his informality belied the truth that he ran a tight operation with high expectations. Luke could be curt and brusque, but he was nice to me, and I quickly grew to admire and respect him. For the next 2 years, I spent my days answering phones at Mercury and filled my nights with music, honing my songwriting skills and performing at various clubs around Music City. Mark Wright headed up the MCA label at the time. Then the labels merged under Universal, and Luke told me, "Mark wants you to be his receptionist." The two companies were next door to each other, so I still worked in the same area but had a different boss. Besides scheduling Mark's appointments and taking care of his artists, my duties also included having Mark's coffee ready for him when he arrived at the office. He liked his coffee a certain light brown color with a specific coffee creamer. I did everything I could to please him. One day, I noticed the coffee creamer's use before date was expired. I called Mom and told her. "That's no problem," she said. "Just take your pen and change the date and quit worrying about it." I did, and when Mark came in, I handed him his coffee. He thanked me and said, "You're going to make somebody a great wife someday." My face flushed red. "I don't want to be a great wife," I fired back. "I want to be a great singer." I walked out of Mark's office. I appreciated Mark's compliment, but being a great wife was not on my front burner. A short time later, Luke Lewis became the chairman of Universal Music Group Nashville, now the parent company of Mercury and MCA, which meant he was now Mark's boss. The company's human resources officer came by my desk and said, "Luke would like for you to be his assistant if you're interested." To be Luke's label assistant would be a promotion, and I would receive an increase in pay. So I said, "Sure." "Well, there's one stipulation," the HR person said, "and that is that you not be an aspiring singer. If you are a singer, then don't tell us. Luke doesn't want someone working in this position who is trying to be a country music artist." I took the job, but I carefully made sure my two worlds never collided. It was an awkward situation. Working as Luke's assistant meant I sat daily just a few feet away from the man who could make all of my dreams come true. But I never said a word to him about my desires. He was the head of the music company. I was his assistant, answering the phone, talking with agents and artist managers, and making appointments for other potential superstars, all the while working at my desk located right outside Luke's door. I didn't dare let on that I was a singer or that I was writing songs and recording demos down the street from our office. I had heard rumors that Luke had fired employees in our office who had had the audacity to bring him a demo tape of songs they had recorded. "Send me a demo and I'll send you a pink slip," he quipped. With my increased salary, I immediately started making plans for Mama to move to Nashville. "We're going to get you a job, and you can move here and live with me," I told her. Mama wasn't so certain. She was fearful about starting life over again at 50 years of age. Moreover, Mama had lived in the same town all of her life, and most of her family members still live nearby. She wasn't real sure she wanted to move to a new location, but she prayed about it, and I searched online for job opportunities in Nashville. I found a local company that manufactured mattresses, and they needed someone with accounting experience. I felt that might be a godsend, so I sent them an application on Mama's behalf. Not only did they respond quickly, but they also invited Mama to fly to Nashville for an interview at the company's expense.